The International Atomic Energy Agency says they found no evidence that Ukraine is preparing to use a dirty bomb on its own soil, as Russia has alleged. This comes as Russia has been slowly losing illegally annexed ground in the country. NPR correspondent Nathan Rott is in Kyiv, and he joins us now to talk about the latest. Welcome, Nathan.
Hey, thank you.
So let's start with this report from the IAEA. What did it find?
Yeah, so members of the IAEA were given unfettered access, they say, to three different nuclear sites in Ukraine. The country has multiple nuclear power plants, the largest of which, the largest in Europe, has been occupied by Russia for months. Russia has said that Ukraine is making so-called dirty bombs to potentially use in its own territory, a claim that they've offered absolutely no evidence to support. The inspectors say they did not find any indications of undeclared nuclear activities and materials at the locations they visited. Ukraine has said that Russia is making these claims as a false flag for their own potential use of a dirty bomb, but there's no indication of that happening either. Obviously, any attempt to use a nuclear weapon is hugely concerning, though.
And in Zaporizhia, the nuclear power plant occupied by Russia that you're talking about, I understand it's been disconnected from the power grid. Can you give us the latest?
Yeah, so Ukraine's nuclear energy company, Energoatom, has said that the two largest remaining transmission lines to that plant, the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in south-central Ukraine, that connects it to the rest of Ukraine, were damaged in shelling earlier this week. It says that Russia was responsible and is calling it another attempt by Russia to disconnect the power source from Ukraine's energy grid. Russia has repeatedly attacked the energy grid over the last few months, or over the last month, really, with long-range missile strikes and drone strikes. Russia says Ukraine did the shelling that caused these transmission lines to be damaged. The situation at the nuclear power plant has been a big concern here. You mentioned the disconnections. It is connected again now. The plant has temporarily lost power multiple times. The director of the IAEA has asked both countries, Ukraine and Russia, to create a demilitarized zone around this plant to avoid a nuclear catastrophe. Neither has been willing to do so at this point.
And to be clear, the power plant is occupied by Russia, but it's run by Ukrainian staff, right?
There is Ukrainian staff there, but there is also Russian staff on site.
Okay. And you mentioned Russia's attack more broadly on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so Russia has made a real concerted effort, particularly over this last month, to hit thermal power stations, electrical distribution hubs like substations, and centralized heating facilities in multiple Ukrainian towns. You know, we've heard the explosions in a few of the cities that we've been reporting in over the last month. We heard them in Dnipro and Kharkiv and here in Kyiv. They've been using long-distance missiles and drones to carry out these strikes. And Ukraine has had a lot of success in shooting down these missiles, but President Volodymyr Zelensky says that 40% of Ukraine's energy infrastructure has been damaged in these attacks. And the largest energy provider in the company, DTEC, has said that they're running short on equipment to repair these facilities after they're damaged. That's led to power outages in numerous cities, including here in Kyiv. The city is really dark right now and dark most nights, with only a few building lights on and headlights of cars on the roads. You know, city officials have even gone to the point of asking pedestrians to wear bright colored clothing or to carry flashlights if they're out walking at night to avoid being hit by vehicles. With temperatures here already dropping, you know, there's obviously a lot of concern about the upcoming winter and Ukrainians' ability to heat their homes. Earlier today, we actually were visiting a government-run logging operation where they're cutting down trees to provide civilians with firewood in case they need that to heat their homes.
Mm. And Nathan, just very quickly, what's the latest then on the battlefield?
Yeah, so Ukraine continues to make slow gains. It's recapturing territory that Russia has illegally annexed in the country's east and south. The main focus right now is the key regional hub of Kherson on the country's south coast. That's been the focus of Ukraine's counteroffensive operations for a while now. We're still not to the point where Ukraine has recaptured that city, but it's expected to become a pretty big battle here in the coming weeks.
It's NPR correspondent Nathan Rott in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Thank you, Nate.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.